The Dr. Decker Weiss Show. Now here's your host, one of the leading integrative physicians in the world, Dr. Decker Weiss.
We are on a full alert quack watch here at Radio MD. Brain surgery because you're tired. Brain surgery because you have fatigue. The surgeons can fix it all, can't they? Is this quackery? There literally is a surgeon out there now, and I think now several surgeons, where if you go in and you say you're tired and your x-rays fit a certain model, that they will perform brain surgery for symptoms such as fatigue and fibromyalgia. Now, when we do our Quack Watch segments, traditionally it's like, hey, does echinacea prevent a cold? And we did coffee enemas. We traditionally go to the natural side. So we're picking on the surgeons here. Now, granted, you have to understand, surgeons are not standing up on street corners with flyers saying, come get surgery, cure your fatigue. They're not doing that, okay? But what they are doing is actual brain surgery for these diagnoses. And this is, it never even have been heard of, but let me give you the background here, okay? These guys aren't crazy here, what's going on. Several years ago, a family physician in Alabama named Dr. Sam Banner, he was going through terrible chronic fatigue, and it makes sense. A lot of physicians battle chronic fatigue. A lot of physicians battle fibromyalgia. There's a ton of disability for physicians. And this guy walked in to a hospital, and he spoke with a University of Alabama at Birmingham, Dr. Michael Rosner, because he heard that he heard that he was performing some surgeries on people with fatigue, and they were getting improvement. And what the doc said is there is something where it's a part of the spinal column that's coming out of the brain where it narrows, and it's called Chiari syndrome. And Chiari syndrome, or Chiari syndrome, depending on what type of doctor you are and where you're at on the planet, Chiari syndrome is a very real thing, and a lot of people have very, very serious neurologic deficits from it. And when you do the brain surgery for it, it's unbelievable. Literally getting your movement back, getting your nervous system functioning. But what Dr. Rosner was saying is that there's this Chiari syndrome that's not severe, but it's narrowed just enough that it can cause chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia. And that when he opens it up, he does the same surgery, but it's just not as severe a problem. It's not neurologic deficits and weak legs and all those things. But when he opens them up, that their symptoms get tremendously better. Boy, I'll tell you, when I first looked at this, I was screaming. As an integrative physician, I was screaming quack. I was absolutely screaming quack at this. I was like, you're never going to get me as a naturopathic physician, as a cardiologist, as an integrative doctor, as somebody who's practiced 20 years. I don't ever believe that chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia might be related to a spinal column narrowing and that might fix it. However, I really started to look at this thing. And when I looked at it, I said, okay, patient walks into my office, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia. And now let's say I gave it a month and they were very compliant. And I was detoxing their liver, or I was fixing their thyroid, or supporting their adrenals, getting them exercising, weight loss program, get them over to Felicia Romero, whatever it takes. I've got this person in this program. But what if it's not working? And that happens. I have patients who do everything right and it's not working. And I hate that, because they're putting their life in my hands. They should get better. If I'm not getting them better, they need to find somebody else. But I have it. All doctors do. We just get arrogant about it and exhausted, and we read and we try and fix, but we can't always do it. But what if in this case now, after reading this, I read a lot of the studies. I looked at the surgery they did. There's not a lot of side effects. The surgery tends to be very safe, very clean. Doesn't appear to be osteoarthritis 20 years down the road, anything. So, you know, I'm looking at, okay, what's the side effect of the surgery? There doesn't appear to be a lot of side effects. So the question is, Decker, integrative physician, why not check? Why not? They come in, they're tired. It's about a month, maybe 2 months. You're working with them. Their thyroid's better. Everything's better on paper, but they're not improving. Why not run an MRI and check? And so I did it. So I had a patient who has, now this patient, when they comply, is doing pretty well, but they battle chronic fatigue and stuff over and over. I ran an MRI, but the MRI did not show a narrowing. And I thank God, because I didn't know what I was going to do. Because I think that the patient can be more compliant. I think the patient would not have fatigue. But when I was running that MRI, I was on pins and needles. I was like, what happens if this test comes back positive? Will a integrative doctor, the natural guy, the guy who's supposed to have all the answers and you never need surgery, am I going to send somebody for brain surgery for chronic fatigue or fibromyalgia? I don't know. See, that's the thing. But I do know this. I'd have to send them for a consult or her. And especially because chronic fatigue more affects women, meaning that if I don't have the answer and I do a test and it shows either Chiari syndrome or a small version of that Chiari syndrome, do I then actually send them to a surgeon? Because surgeons don't like to say no. Surgeons like to say, yes, I want to operate. That's what they do. And I only use good surgeons, and a lot, and good surgeons will say no, and good surgeons will be, you know, give them the right answers and all that kind of stuff. But would I have let them go to the doctor and maybe have the surgery? The answer for this segment of Quack Watch is yes, surprisingly. Now, in my heart of hearts, I believe that chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia is a liver, lymph, blood detox issue and a hormonal deficit issue. I've never seen any substitute. When I've done those two things well, detox the body, which all detoxing is removing obstacles to health, and then if needed, supporting energy pathways, adrenal pathways, thyroid pathways. If they need bioidentical estrogens and testosterone, supporting those pathways, getting an exercise program going, all of that stuff. I do believe that that solves fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue. I've never seen it not. But what happens when or if, like this other patient who came in, this patient that came in was back and forth when they're with their habits. But what happens when that patient comes in? Listeners, I looked at the surgeries. Chiari syndrome, this narrowing, is a very real issue, and we're not screening for it enough for chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia. So my quack watch answer is it's not quackery. There may be a surgery. It's not going to fix your chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia. But like a low thyroid, like being 30 pounds overweight, your brain stem might be part of an obstacle that you can't overcome to get healthy. And that's what surgery does. It will set a leg and fix it. In this case, it fixes a brain problem, a narrowing in the spinal canal, and it allows your nervous system to function normally. Quack Watch says no quack. But in my heart of hearts, I still think chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia can be fixed naturally and with some hormone support. But if you're out there and you're in pain and you're tired and you've tried everything that the doctors are saying, go get an MRI and rule out C-H-I-A-R-I, Chiari syndrome. And if it's positive, go see a surgeon and see what they have to say. Because you have the right to be healthy. You have a right to be happy. And you know what? I don't care if it's herbs. I don't care if it's homeopathy. I don't care if it's standing on a building screaming hello. You have the right to be healthy. And we're going to teach you how to do it and support it here at Radio MD and RadioMD.com.